tingle and feeling that tells you when things are right. Let it ride.
Time for our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day. So many. This is Brian Hudson. Starting out, this is not a Christmas song, but a recent top 10 hit from this gentleman. A song that played on the AC charts, adult contemporary charts, on radio for 10 weeks this past summer. Good for him. Brian, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, nice to have somebody who's got a nice career going. You started when you were 12. How old are you now?
I'm 27.
27. What were your expectations? This is kind of maybe a silly question, but when you were 12, who did you want to be like? Frank Sinatra? Who was your idol, if you had one?
I was going to say, yeah, when I was 12, I just started listening to Frank Sinatra, and he got me into this whole genre of music, so he was definitely my idol at that age, and he still is today.
How would you describe this genre?
I would say, me specifically, I would label it jazz pop. So it's, you know, the pop music with a jazz crooning influence to it. Mm-hmm.
So almost
similar
like
to Michael Bublé.
Some people have referred to it as saloon singing. Do you agree with that?
I think that works as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
Tony Bennett was always described as sort of a saloon crooner. And people, there aren't, well, you said Bublé. Are there really original good people around now? And I guess I would want to include you in this. If we keep copying what's been done before, how does that move us ahead? Or is it that we may be going back a little bit in response or reaction to the current music that's not very good?
Yeah. Well, I would definitely say the latter. I don't know if I'd go as strong as saying music today isn't very good, but I feel like there's
definitely... Okay, you don't have to say that. I'll say it. I'll take full credit for it.
No.
Music today, in many circumstances, is not very good.
Music you are fed today through the main channels is not very good. Music today is phenomenal.
That's just your opinion.
Go digging to find it.
I don't want to go dig for it. I want to be able to get it easily.
Right.
And the music companies are keeping me from having
that, but
what I want.
That's the difference.
So how is it that you're surviving? How do you distribute? What's different about your business model, Brian, than the average bear?
Well, I would say what sets me apart personally is actually I'm balancing right now a job on Wall Street as well as my music. So and that's actually how I was, I guess you could call it, discovered by my producer, Joe Bolfus, who I'm working with now. I was actually at my holiday party a year ago, and on a whim, I decided to get up and sing in front of my firm, and Joe happened to be there and approached me after. So I would say right there, that definitely sets me apart. It's nice to have the balance between the two. But in terms of my music, I would say that... I'm classically trained, so I bring the vocal.
Where'd you go to school? Did you go to music school?
No, I didn't actually. I went to Fordham University in New York.
New York,
I took vocal lessons. I took vocal lessons just completely for myself, nothing to do. I was an economics and finance major. I always wanted to learn opera. It was just a personal thing I always wanted. So I did that.
One of the things that's really good about that kind of training is that it teaches you, you're using your diaphragm if you're being taught properly.
Yeah.
And the diaphragm helps you if you're speaking. I took singing lessons when I was in college. I didn't know that the outcome was going to be that it would make me more conscious of my breathing and of my speaking so that I sound a little bit maybe better on the radio. But that's what you have going for you as well. I think that I can hear it sort of in your speech pattern, and it's bound to help you out because breathing is so important to being able to sing. I always wonder how some of these skinny kids like Taylor Swift can belt out the music because they got nothing. There's no heft to them.
Yeah.
I watch some of these people on Empire, these skinny women. I guess I'd go back to Whitney Houston or some of the other pop singers that are around. It's Miley Cyrus. They wail away and they're just skin and bones.
Yeah, no, completely agreed. It's all about, like you said, your diaphragm and just having the support for the note.
All right, Brian's music is at Brian Hutz on Music, or Hudson, if you like that. Brian Hudson. I'm just giving you two ways because that may be an easy way for you to remember it. Brian Hutz on music or BrianHutzonMusic.com. You can download his pop songs, or he's got a single for Christmas this year, his version of Blue Christmas. So let's listen to that for a moment or two coming up on the charts. It's a good Christmas for you, Brian. I can feel it in my bones. You're going to do fine. Keep up the good work. Nice to have you here.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Take good care. I was looking at Kenny's list of the top 10 songs from his Sound of Christmas website. Go to soundofchristmas.com, and you'll hear a lot of new, unusual songs like this, new artists that are trying to make it into the Christmas world that people want to listen to, in addition to all of the same 35 songs that play over and over again on the radio, Kenny. So check out soundsofchristmas.com. 29 after on Good Day.